This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Israeli military says it found a lengthy Hamas tunnel under the headquarters of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Gaza. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, it's the latest Israeli accusation linking Hamas to the UN agency.
The Israelis released a video of a tunnel they say is beneath the Gaza City headquarters of the aid group, known as UNRWA. The tunnel descends 20 yards and then runs for more than 700 yards. The Israelis took journalists into the tunnel, and they described rooms filled with computer and electrical systems. The electricity for the computers came from the UNRWA compound above, according to Israel. UNRWA said in a statement it didn't know what was beneath its headquarters, but added that an independent inquiry was warranted. Israel recently accused a dozen UNRWA employees of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack in southern Israel. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
After weeks of setbacks, a pared-down emergency aid bill for Ukraine and Israel is making some headway in the Senate. NPR's Amy Held reports after a late-night vote advanced the bill. Lawmakers are working this weekend to try to get it over the finish line.
The bill provides $60 billion for Ukraine. Israel would get $14 billion. There's also humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza and funding for allies to counter China. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's willing to make changes to get it through and vowed to stay in session until that happens. Republicans have long said they would only approve the aid abroad if it's paired with U.S. border security measures. But earlier this week, they rejected a bipartisan bill that did just that. Now, a procedural vote is expected Sunday on the stripped-down bill. If approved, it would move on to the House, where GOP resistance to funding Ukraine is growing, 2 years into its fight against the Russian invasion. Amy Held, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in South Carolina today ahead of that state's presidential primary later this month. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more.
Trump spoke to an at-capacity crowd on the campus of Coastal Carolina University 2 weeks before the GOP presidential primary. He's heavily favored in the polls against former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Voters like Linda Janiscus say Trump is the better option for Republicans and the country.
My retirement account was a lot higher when he was in office. And everybody knows that, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. I mean, it's in black and white.
During nearly 2 hours of remarks, Trump mocked Haley and President Joe Biden, reiterated hardline immigration proposals like mass deportations, and said the 91 criminal charges against him help his poll numbers. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Conway, South Carolina.
And Nikki Haley also campaigned in the state today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Singer-songwriter Alicia Keys and her husband, rapper-producer Kasim Dean, recognized professionally as Swiss Beatz, are known for their music. But an exhibit opening today at the Brooklyn Museum in New York showcases their extensive visual art collection. NPR's Jennifer Vanesco says the canvases and sculptures are colossal.
Works by artists including Kehinde Wiley and Nick Cave are monumental. Many are portraits, larger than life, towering over viewers. That's partly why the show is called Giants. The Dean Collection is primarily Black living artists. Curator Kimberly Gant says the goal of the show is for visitors to feel seen.
I want visitors to connect with works in this show. I want them to feel as though they see a version of themselves.
Giants, art from the Dean Collection of Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys at the Brooklyn Museum, runs through the beginning of July. Jennifer Vanasco, NPR News, New York.
Millions of people in much of Asia and around the world celebrated the Lunar New Year today. It's the Year of the Dragon. The holiday is a time to honor elders, and it's for festivals, friends, and food. Parades took place around the world, and one of the biggest was in San Francisco. Lanterns and red envelopes filled with money are common, along with dragon dances to chase away evil spirits. Dates for the celebration of the Lunar New Year are set by moon phases. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.